You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, thanks for asking us to help trying to figure out what is going on in your dating life. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Second Date Update. And you messaged us a couple of days ago, Tom, and we really want to get to the bottom of this for you. So let's start at the beginning. How did you and Carly meet?
Well, we met on Tinder, which is actually funny because I usually don't have any luck on that app in particular. And, you know, like I feel like with that one, if you're not a 10, like no one's going to swipe right on you, especially if you're a guy. So,
but obviously Carly did, correct?
Yes, she did.
So you guys went out, right? So, like, how did the first date go?
It was a lot of fun. I invited her out with some friends and family for brunch.
Okay, that sounds nice.
So your first date, there were other people there. She didn't mind that your friends and family were there with you?
I mean, no, she was actually totally cool about it. Like, in fact, I think it kind of worked out in that scenario because we didn't have to, like, carry every conversation, just us.
Okay.
So there was like the lulls where kind of the gaps were filled in and there were other people there to kind of help things along.
How long ago was it?
It's been about a month now. I don't know what happened.
And you haven't heard back from her? Like, you've texted her, you know, we're assuming you've texted her and called her or whatever. She hasn't got back to you.
Yes, I've followed the protocol and,
yeah.
And nothing.
Yeah. So what do you think, Tom, if you could take a guess? In your best estimation, what do you think? What's the problem?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. It's just, you know, there was definitely a mutual attraction. I felt that. And I don't know, something got screwed up. And that's why I'm calling.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do, Tom. We're going to reach out to Carly and see if she'll come on the show with us and get some answers, at least some resolution for you so you can move on or maybe get you two back together on a second date. So hold tight.
All right. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Carly?
Yeah. Who's calling?
Carly, it's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning show over here at 102.9 The Wolf. I got to tell you, we're on the radio right now, and we do a thing called Second Date Update. And we'd like to ask you a few questions. Hello?
About
a guy named Tom. Tom, who you went out on a date with, I think, about a month ago for brunch.
Okay.
Did you have a nice time on that date?
No, it was really uncomfortable.
Was it because he had friends and family there by chance?
Yes and no. I mean, they were perfectly nice people. The problem was he told me that we were all getting brunch, and it was not a regular brunch.
Okay, so if it wasn't brunch, what was it?
It was a funeral luncheon. He brought me to his great-grandmother died, and he brought me to the funeral luncheon.
Oh, what?
Wait, back up a second.
I know.
So... You went out on a date with a guy, and you thought you were going to brunch, and there are other people. He said there were friends and family there with him. Why would he do that? Why would he take you to a funeral?
You would have to ask him. I do not know.
It wasn't a funeral. It was a luncheon, which is totally different.
No, it's not. There were people mourning their grandmother there.
We all saw it coming, okay? And... like, no one was that sad. It wasn't, like, a sad get-together. And besides, like, I got to meet you earlier than expected. Otherwise, we would have had to wait a few weeks to even hang out.
Tom,
like that. I could have waited.
You took Carly to a funeral?
It was a luncheon.
But it was specifically the luncheon, like, for your family and friends to, like, yeah. I guess, celebrate the life of your great-grandmother, right?
Yes, but it was the luncheon, and it was like, it was just, the food was good, right? I mean, you enjoyed the food.
Yeah, the food was fine, but people were sad. It was sad. I had never met this woman. I had never met any of these people.
This was supposed to be a time of mourning, Tom, and Carly, I don't want to put words in your mouth. This is a time of mourning and not time for dating.
To meet your Tinder date.
What is the right time? Like, okay, you can't, I mean, what's the...
Probably any other time, to be honest. Tom, did you have to field any questions about who Carly was?
I said, this is my friend Carly. That was how you do it.
So you kind of approached it like a wedding reception, taking her to like an event.
Like a plus one.
Yes. But it was, Tom, it was a funeral.
No, it was a luncheon.
Okay, this is going to be clarified, right? Was grandma, great-grandma, I guess, in your case, was she in the same room in a casket or in an urn?
No.
No.
No, it was, okay. There was a picture of her on the table, and it was literally...
Her presence was felt. Yeah. She was around. There was a sad funeral luncheon. Yeah. It was not a fun family event. Yeah. It was sad.
Tom, I think you kind of struck out on this one.
I mean, Carly, do you want to try to do another date with Tom at maybe not at a funeral?
What kind of date are you
going to
plan? Like, I want to know what we're doing.
I mean, if you can't, you know, that's just a normal part of life. Funeral luncheons are a completely normal part of life.
Okay, yes or no? Carly, is it a yes for you? Do you want to go out with Tom again?
No.
Okay. Tom, we'll give you a last word.
It wasn't a funeral. It was a luncheon.
All right.
Well, Tom, I mean, look, we are sorry about your great-grandma again.
And as we say, it can get a little awkward on Second Date Update. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.